The Double D's in the Morning, live from the Farm City Supply Studio on AM 1450 KBMW, the voice of the valley.
We're teetering on the weekend here, just teetering on it, ready to fall over the edge.
Yeah, and we might fall right into a snowbank, the way it sounds with the forecast coming in here.
Well, that's okay, because today we're busy being sequestered here.
Yeah,
in our studio.
We're officially now sequestered Farm City Supply studio, so just in case you were wondering about that.
Yeah, after escaping that fiscal cliff, now we're into sequestration.
Mm-hmm. So. That's how that works. Let's move on to something a little more of substance and serious here. The FM diversion project, it's been talked about a lot. I mean, you can't pick up a newspaper, you can't watch a newscast on TV without hearing about it, and it's all over the news. And this week, no exception to that, and the North Dakota House made a move recently that surprised some but not everybody, proposing no state money to be used for the FM diversion. With us right now, a board member from the MNDAC Upstream Coalition, Nathan Burseth. Nathan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jay.
Well, it's good to have you on here talking about this. And this is something, again, as I said, this is something that kind of surprised people, some people anyway, that this bill passed the House. Many Cass County officials were scratching their heads wondering what the heck's going on. But you and the rest of the Upstream Coalition, not all that shocked about this. Why weren't you?
Well, you know, we weren't shocked from the standpoint of, I think we recognized and we realized that the House was going to hold Fargo accountable to the dollars that they were going to give Fargo and the diversion authority for this project. And quite frankly, I mean, that's expected. And for the taxpayers of North Dakota, I think that's prudent. And so therefore, we didn't feel it should be all that surprising.
Now, this is, again, if we want to get into the numbers here, the initial idea of the diversion was to build this 35-mile-long channel to keep the Red River away from Fargo-Moorhead during the peak flooding season. This would cost $1.8 billion. That's quite a bit of money. And the contention here, isn't it, Nathan, is that the reason that this is such an issue with the House is they're saying, look, we don't know that we're going to get that much money from the federal government. We joked about the sequestration at the beginning of the segment, but seriously, we don't know what kind of money is going to come from the feds here.
That's exactly what Representative Carlson is saying. You know, wait till the feds step up and see what they're going to pony up in this project. Furthermore, what's Minnesota going to put into the game? I don't think Minnesota's going to put anything into it. I don't think the federal government's going to put anything into it. And so the state's saying, wait a second, we don't want to be on the hook for that much money, and those two entities aren't going to pony up anything. And is it really needed? You know, let's give them $102 million, part of that is, and they can put the ring, they can put the dikes and levees in there, and they can get to 42 and a half feet. They can have 100-plus-year flood protection. And they don't need this dam and diversion that's going to back up water all the way well into Richland County.
Nathan, educate me here and go back and...
That's going to take a while, Greg.
Walked right into that, didn't I? Now, after, like, the 97 flood and such, Wahpeton, Breckenridge, you know, they received funding, and suddenly they put everything together, and we're nicely protected here. Grand Forks, East Grand Forks did the same thing, and, of course, their communities are thriving up there. Was Fargo left out of the picture when all this was going on, or did they receive some funding for this a few years back?
Well, that's a huge debate on itself. You know, one could argue, where was Fargo after the 97 flood in regards to using flood protection?
Mm-hmm.
Some city leaders have said, well, we waited and sat back to see what Fargo or Wahpeton would do for flood protection, Grand Forks would do for flood protection, then we thought we would step in and ask request flood protection. Well, In the meantime, Fargo and the city leaders allowed for growth in the floodplain. And that's, I think, part of what the House of Representatives in North Dakota is saying as well. Is we're not going to take taxpayers' money in North Dakota to pay for buyouts when you allowed for those buildings that you want buyouts now and work that happened in floodplain areas. You know, I mean, it flooded in 97. Why would you allow for those buildings to happen after 97? you should pay for it, not the taxpayers of North Dakota. That's what this comes down to, is Fargo wants this diversion and dam so they can grow in a floodplain area and back up water into Richland County, where there shouldn't be buildings. I mean, God created a low-lying area for floodplains, and they want to change that topography and allow for buildings in there. And it's just that the topography doesn't allow for buildings to be built in there. And so we feel it should be left alone. Let the water stay there when it's wet in the spring, and let it flow through. Like you said, Billy, kind of like Grand Forks and Wapton, mm-hmm. widen it out and let the water flow where it's actually supposed to go.
So, Nathan, do you know what Fargo's planning, what their next step would be after this, what they've got on the agenda?
Well, it appears to us they're going to really look at the Senate and hope that the Senate's going to change things. And, you know, quite frankly, we're a little bit baffled because Fargo should be happy. I mean, they received $102 million. You know, the old State Water Commission budget used to be $60 million for the entire state of North Dakota. Mm-hmm. Now it's $102 million just for Fargo's project. So we're sitting back saying Fargo should be thrilled. They're receiving $102 million. They can get protection up to 42.5 feet, up to 100-plus year flood protection. I would sit back if I was a city of a Fargo leader and think, that's great. We can get up to 100-year-plus flood protection. This is phenomenal.
And, Nathan, this is in the House specifically here when the vote came in. This is not a one side or the other thing. This thing had bipartisan support going through here. This was not just one side or the other side.
Well, I think the vote, I could be incorrect by a few, but I think it was 90-4.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it was by far overwhelming support.
And what do we expect as far as when this goes to the Senate? I mean, do you expect any surprises here at all?
Well, you know, I mean, you never know. We're fairly confident we have the support, but, you know, hey, it's politics. You never know. And you have to be cautious and hope that, you know, we feel we're on the right side of the issue, and being on the right side of the issue, I think, will help our cause. And once we let those folks know out in Bismarck, and I think we have, and we will continue to on the Senate side, know what the issues are. We feel that they'll be on our side.
So the diversion project is far from being a dead horse at this point, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, very far from being a dead horse. Mm-hmm. But hopefully with the folks on Bismarck's legislature, that, you know, they're going to hold Fargo more accountable, I guess I'd put it. And I think that's part that I think all taxpayers in North Dakota should feel secure that they're saying, you know what, we want to know where our dollars are being spent.
Great point. We'll leave it there. Nathan, always great talking with you. And you guys know that you've got an open forum here anytime you want to talk to us about what's going on with the Upstream Coalition. Thank you very much, sir.
Appreciate
you,
Jamie. Thanks, Billy.
You bet.
Nathan Burseth, board member of MNDAC Upstream Coalition, talking about the House proposing no state money for the FM diversion project. And it really comes down to they were afraid that the federal government wouldn't be able to kick in what they thought, what they were banking on the federal government being able to kick in. And then where does the money come from, as Nathan mentioned, on the Minnesota side as well. So far from being a dead issue, but now it moves into the Senate.
All right.